Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, joined by Bubble Boy.
Hey, Greg.
Jimmy. How are you, Hammy?
Pretty good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You ready for Father's Day tomorrow?
I'm not a father, Greg.
Yeah, so I guess you're not.
But I do have a dad, and I am ready.
Well, there you go. That's true. You do have one of those. So everybody can relate to it in some sense, I guess. And I don't know. What are you going to just call him up and wish him Happy Father's Day, let's go diving kind of thing?
I'll probably get a DVD for him. He's 84 years old, so we're not
like a diving-themed movie or something?
Yeah.
That would be kind of appropriate, you know. You know why? Why? Do you have any idea why it would be appropriate, Hemi?
Oh, is it an anniversary of
it
such?
Is.
I knew it.
Yeah, it's a 40-year anniversary of Jaws today.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I was going to give him Sharknado 1.
Well, you could do that, too.
Okay.
If you really want to abuse him. If he abused you when you were a child or something, that might be a good thing to give him. Otherwise, you could say, hey, let's go watch Jaws today. Yeah, 40 years ago today, Jaws was released.
Wow.
Changed the dive industry forever. Not in a good way, I will tell you that much. And most people can probably put two and two together by figuring that much out. However, 40 years have passed, and a lot has changed. For the better, I would add, at least from my perspective. I think it's changed dramatically. Sharknado 3 coming out July 22nd.
Can't wait.
Yeah, and you know, big difference between Jaws 40 years ago and Sharknado. And I think people's feeling about sharks have changed dramatically. I mean, it's still been bad. I mean, look, we've had all these shark attack incidents this week.
Yeah.
And obviously that was all over the news. You almost wonder if the producers planned something.
Yeah, for the anniversary.
Yeah.
Wow, that's horrible.
But but it is unfortunate. And it happens every now and then. But still, I don't think people blame sharks as much as they used to. Even when those kind of things happen, it's, you know, when you I think we're more informed a little bit. You know, you see more stuff out on Facebook like, yeah, you know, a couple people are killed by sharks every year worldwide. But when you look at, or I think actually about 10 worldwide, 2 in the States, maybe something like that. But when you put it in perspective with other things, you know, elephants kill more people, dogs kill way more people, bees are the number one thing that kills everybody,
yeah,
bee stings.
I'm allergic.
So I think more people are a little bit more aware with that, with social media. Jerry the Diver Guy is online with us, and I believe, let's see, we got Phil Nico and Vinny Two Tanks as well. Guys, welcome to the show. How are you? Just all say hi at once. Why not?
What's going on?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Are you with
me? Hey there, from West Palm Beach.
There you go. Phil Nico. Absolutely. So, I mean, are you with me on this as far as, you know, this turning into, you know, kind of a big deal with the 40-year anniversary of Jaws? Or what do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, the reports are incessant. And everybody hears how much diving I do, and they ask me about sharks. And, it's a mistaken identity every time. If you're in 4 feet of murky water, you have a better chance of getting bit by a shark than you or I do it, you know, 70, 80 feet, right?
Yes, absolutely. But I also believe, even in the general public, I believe that our attitudes about sharks have changed way, way different than they were 40 years ago. Do you see that, too, or am I alone? What do you think there, Jerry the Diver Guy? What are your thoughts?
I definitely see it a lot.
Yeah.
Things is changing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do believe people are a little bit more informed. I mean, this week, by the way, we mentioned this last week, Dive Training Magazine has the Jaws movie poster on the front of Dive Training Magazine, and then you open it, and they usually have that reverse angle. They've switched it up a little bit this month by having Sharknado 3 on the backside, and there's a big article about, you know, how people's views on sharks have changed over the years, and is this a good thing? I think it's a great thing, honestly.
You want to check that out for sure.
Yeah, you definitely want to see it. It's a very actually, my issue hasn't arrived yet. You already had yours even before Showtime last week. Is that right, Jerry? You just rate better than I do. Yeah. Well, he has mountain divers.
I guess I'm special, though.
You are special in many ways in Virginia. But no, actually, all the dive shops across the country get Dive Training Magazine, and if you go into your local dive center, if you don't have it, if you don't get it subscribed and brought right to your door, just go into your local dive center and ask them for the dive training issue, and they'll give you a copy. So all the dive centers across the U.S. have Dive Training Magazine. This is definitely one you're going to want to take a look at. I think it's good stuff for sure. So we got that. We got a lot of other stuff to cover today. I mentioned Father's Day as well. And Phil, you've been doing some dive training, and we got to talk a little bit about this because we're going to have your instructor on the show here. Well, I don't know, in a little bit or beginning hour or two.
Right.
Our buddy John Chatterton, who is a rock star diver. You've actually been doing some training with him recently. Is that right?
You know, I feel like you got to pinch me. I just finished 3 full days of tech dive training with John Chatterton, with one-on-one, just me and my dive buddy, with John Chatterton this past Tuesday through Thursday, and I can't wait to talk about it with you guys.
Yeah, well, let's get right into it, because we're going to talk to John a little bit later on, like I said, and actually we're going to talk more about his book that actually was just released last week, Pirate Hunters.
I'm 100 pages into it.
Yeah,
and it's
great.
It had me on page one. When we're done with the broadcast, I'm just going to stick my head in that book again, because I can't wait to read it some more. It's an amazing story.
A lot of reading material to peruse this week. You got the Dive Training Magazine issue.
That's right. And
you can go to your local bookstore or Amazon and pick up Pirate Hunters, which was released this week. So really good stuff. We'll talk to John about that. But you were doing one of his special classes down in South Florida where it was what?
Tech dive training with advanced nitrox, and you know, there's a lot of book work and preparation to it, but we were in the water. We did 5 dives. The class actually requires only 100 minutes, but we were actually in the water with him 5 times, about 300 minutes. Okay. And it was big boy diving. Like, I feel like a changed person. Like, we're talking you know, wrecks. He loves wrecks, so he always takes you on the wrecks.
Right.
And it's not like sport diving is great, and actually the teachable moment for me here is that I prefer sport diving, because, you know, this tech diving, you're going down, you do a lot of planning, you have these programs on your app or your phone, not so much tables anymore, although the books do, you know, make you or discuss the tables. Mm-hmm. But you put in all of the technicals. And you know, with sport diving, you go down till, you know, your air 800 PSI, or, you know, you're at 60 feet, or, you know, 1,000 PSI, you start your slow ascent.
Right.
And you just come up. With this, you have to have everything planned out before you ever hit the water, or you might die.
Yeah.
So of course, so then you put in all your technicals, you put in your gas size, and it's kind of complicated, but, you know, the computer spits out your dive profile, and you have, you know, three limitations. You've got your gas supply. You've got your oxygen limit, your CNS concern,
right?
And then basically you go down for about 25 minutes, and then you spend 15 minutes in deco. We did 8 stage decompression, and you look like a tarantula. You've got the double cylinders on the back.
Yeah,
you've got your backup reg that's like tied to you on a strap, like right under your chin. You got your main reg, and then you've got your decompression, your deco bottle in a sling on the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the dive, and you plan it out, you can, you know, you do 50% oxygen, or you can do 70%, 80%, and there's trade-offs between You know, not a lot of oxygen versus, you know, 100% would throw your CNS oxygen limit off. And then, so 70 or 80 is probably about the best deco gas. Plus, if you had an out of air situation, you'd want to go to your deco bottle, 50 feet if you could.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So there's all these factors. And here we are. Half the day was in the classroom. The other half was day with John Chatterton, who, as you alluded to, is the world's most famous diver for a lot of reasons. And in person, I mean, the guy is like the world's best storyteller ever.
Oh, he is. It's amazing anything done with all the stories and jokes and things that he could tell. I have no doubt that it would be quite an event. We'll talk a little bit more about Phil's technical diving experience, what it takes. Maybe you might want to go down that path as a diver, too. Today, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Attention divers, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device any Beyond Boundaries diver needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/scuba to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yo, that was crazy, right? Who knew? I mean, everything's set. It's a lock. We good to go. We in the money. And he trips underwater. Who in the hell of it trips underwater?
Shouldn't even be here. Shouldn't be at all. Beneath the waterline, I can see it all. Dive into the alienation, drift into the fascination. Jump right in the water spine and see what's off the wall. Here
Phil Narcosis and his song Inner Space. He is on Scuba Radio right now after doing some tech diving with world-renowned rock star diver John Chatterton.
And it was just awesome.
I bet. Great song too. I love the song.
Thank you, by the way. I hadn't heard that in a while, and you know, I was just thinking, wow, that's like making my toe tap.
Well,
that's
there you
a
go.
Good one.
I mean, you sent me the link to your video from your tech diving with John and your group this week, and I know you had that music going on behind it, and I was like, yeah, we got to get that on the show again.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I put it up a movie of my tech diving experience with John Chattern. Anybody can go there under just search YouTube on Phil Narcosis. And my channel will come up. We're put in John Chatterton with Phil Narcosis.
Right.
And it's only 1 minute long and kind of tells the story of what we've experienced the last 3 days of tech diving with John Chattern. And it's like I have been in inner space, just like outer space, except it's in the water. And it was some kind of experience.
I bet it was. Now, John, quite a character. And once again, we'll have him on in hour two and talk a little bit more about his books and things and other adventure stuff he does. But he does these classes periodically where he takes folks that want to learn a little bit more beyond the recreational diving realm and teaches folks how to do it safely. Decompression diving.
Can I tell you a couple things that he taught us that he probably won't mention on the broadcast?
Okay.
Number one, the only reason people get bent is because not enough decompression. I mean, now when you hear that, it makes sense, but the only reason people get bent is because they don't have enough decompression. The other thing we learned.
Whoa, hold on. Because what, they work up a tolerance to that?
No,
what are you saying?
What I mean is if people got allowed themselves enough time at the right depth with the right gas, they would never get bent. But people get bent, deserved or undeserved, because they didn't have enough decompression. Even if they followed their computer, they didn't have enough decompression. So he said, listen, you know, if you could always add 5 or 10 to your dive.
Right.
Just make sure you have enough gas.
Yeah.
The only reason people get bent is they don't have enough decompression. The other thing we learned.
Yeah, just so building in more, fidge room or
he said add 5 or 10.
Yeah.
Plus we had contingency. The other really important thing, the last dive was a big boy dive on the wreck called the Hydro.
Yeah.
The Hydro Atlantic in Fort Lauderdale. It's in 170 feet of water, right?
Mm.
So he took us down to 170. He says, I want to teach you boys, you fellas, that nitrogen narcosis is a toothless paper tiger. It's a dust bunny. And what he meant by that is people think they're narked. And by the way, I didn't feel any narcosis when I was down there.
Yeah.
And the reason
which is ironic because that's your name. Yeah,
that's my name. the reason is people are actually responding when they feel a narcotic effect. It's actually CO2 gas exchange problem, which could be, you know, is he said that's a real tiger, which can harm you and kill you.
Yeah.
So he actually demonstrated to us in real experience terms. At 170 feet, I didn't feel a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually went and penetrated the wreck at that point at about 157, 160, which was a little bit challenging mentally for me. That's, you know, that really wasn't what I expected to be doing down there. I expected to just do an 8-stage decompression dive. But the next thing I know, he's taking us down into the but he knew the wreck really well.
Sure.
You actually take your stage bottle off when you get down. You tie it off somewhere. You have to remember where the hell you put it, right?
Yeah, I would think so. That would help.
Yeah. It would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So you're learning all these skills. And so those are the two big things I wanted to. Number one, you can see the video. There's three things. Number one, you can see the video on my YouTube channel, Phil Narcosis and John Chatterton.
Yeah.
Number two, the only reason people get bent is because they don't have enough decompression, whether they know it or not, they don't get enough decompression.
Yeah.
And number three, nitrogen narcosis is a toothless paper tiger. It's a dust bunny. And when people feel narcotic effects, it's usually because they're working too hard, moving around too much, and it's because of CO2 exchange, CO2 buildup.
Interesting. That's
from John Chatterton, and I experienced it myself firsthand. 170 feet, didn't feel goofy at all.
Well, it was all because of the type of mix you were breathing, though, correct? So you're at higher oxygen content?
No, at 170, you got to be at 21%.
Yeah, so you're breathing air.
You're breathing air, so you're only down for 25 minutes, but you're on double. So you know, you put it all through the planner. There's enough gas. Came back with about a third gas left. and at we were at 70% oxygen on the stage bottle. So then,
okay.
So you do, you go to 80 feet per minute, 70 feet per minute, 60, 50, and then at 40 minutes, if you look at your MOD on nitrox, your MOD is 41 feet. So we planned it out. We're going to do 70% gas and start decompression at 40 feet.
Yeah, maximum operating depth.
The maximum operating depth. So you switch gases, and that's a whole other skill. You want to make sure you're breathing the right gas.
Because, you know, this type of diving in general, though, you know, this is definitely not recreational diving. You have to be extremely disciplined, or you will get into some serious trouble. Am I right, Phil? Did you come away
with that? Absolutely. Here's what I came away with. That's absolutely right. It's all planned out, and the teachable lesson here for me and my dive buddy too is, you know, it's a lot of work for 25 minutes of bottom time in a murky, you know, the visibility is not as good at 170 feet. You're at only 25 minutes, and then you got to spend like 50 minutes in deco.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work. One dive, it knocks you out because air breathe, you know, air is makes you very tired, you know, the dive. And so it's a lot of work. So we both agreed that we're gonna even though we feel now we're credentialed and we feel like we've really accomplished something, and we spent 3 days with the world's most famous diver, who's actually a really cool guy. Even though all that, and we did all that, we prefer sport diving, which is you've got a single tank, a Steel 100 is what I dive here in Florida. You do a hot drop in the current, and you do a 60 or 70 foot reef for an hour, with no decompression obligations whatsoever, and you come back and seeing the most incredible stuff. You wait for an hour and you do the same thing again. That's my kind of diving.
Yeah, or you consider taking the next step and going the rebreather route, which kind of eliminates a lot of the equipment thing of extra bottles and things like that. Very disciplined still, but that's kind of like the next step. We'll talk about that and much, much more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Talk of all this technical diving, deep decompression stuff can sound a little scary to us recreational divers. Now, I'm a rebreather certified diver. I'm nitrox certified. And when you get into that extra level of diving, you definitely got to take it a little bit more seriously. There's less room for error, and it's just not for the faint of heart. So I kind of want to preface that. You know, before we keep going into this direction, I guess, Phil, but it was well worth.
Very good point.
Yeah, well worth the effort. And it only makes you a better recreational diver once you do some of this more hardcore, I guess you could say, type of diving. Are you with me on that
much? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely makes you a better diver. You know, just an example, one of the requirements of the tech protocol is you need to have two computers on you. Well, I'm not going to name brand names. We'll keep the brand names out of it. But one of my computers puked. They call it, that's the technical word. It puked when I went to switch gas. When I went to switch gases, it locked up. It didn't lock me out. It literally, the error message according to the manufacturer was the pressure gauge broke.
Interesting.
In the middle of a stage decompression, can you imagine?
That's not good. So that's a good reason to have two computers. There.
Guess what I did? I went from my left hand to my right hand.
And you're good to go.
And there it was. I was good to go.
So are rebreathers next for you? What do you think?
Well, you know what? The short answer is no. I am not sold, and maybe you can help me and the rest of us on this. I am not sold on a machine that's trying to kill you the whole time.
Yeah, well,
that's my view on rebreathers right now.
That's not trying to kill you. Tell me
why I'm wrong.
It's like everything else. You got to learn the system. You got to use checklists. You got to be very disciplined. I mean, John does the rebreather stuff too, I think. Matter of fact, we can talk to him a little bit about that. But, you know, they are less forgiving if you make a mistake. And that is the assumed responsibility you take when you travel down that that path and you decide you want to go that route. Now, the payoff is huge because no bubbles, no troubles. You can get close to marine life. You don't have a ton of tanks you're carrying around with you, switching this gas, that gas. So they're, you know, they take out some of the technical side of the stuff that Phil was just talking about. So it's something to think about if you want to pursue that path. Dan Tip next, and then more. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio safety tip number 38. When preparing for a night dive, it is not necessary to exchange your wetsuit for a suit of armor.
If you're referring to the incident with the dragon, I was barely involved.
However, feel free to use the term underwater jousting as opposed to spearfishing to impress your dive buddies.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for a real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here in the studio, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. And call me a psychic, but I think today's topic might be an easy one for you, Doc.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit.
Yeah, I think I can help with that.
Okay, we're laughing. But I'm betting there are a few aspects of it folks haven't thought about. Just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, just like I do. But I'll bet most of us rarely sit down and actually think about what it should contain.
And that's not unusual. In fact, really, it's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
That can get complicated in a hurry.
Now, it's not that complicated. Just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only just that. Band-Aids. Some gauze and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple of kits to store in different places. You know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely, you need more than that though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find tools that will cover the range of scenarios from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites and rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Should you just start there?
Probably a better idea is to keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location, with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
In that case, I would suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base, and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example?
For example, you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for moving things like spines and debris, but you may find you need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak it. You may want to add a small bottle of vinegar or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding resuscitation masks to their repertoire, as well as an extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is set a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take much.
Didn't I see something about that in Alert Diver?
Yes, you sure did. You can read all about it at alertdiver.com, and we've even got some suggestions on customizing your kits for various activities.
What else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how to use the contents within it. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
You know, if you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
No psychic skills required. Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy, who's in the studio. And then on the web, we have, Phil Narcos has been talking about tech diving with him. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy and Vinny Two Tanks as well. And, you know, later on, we got John Chatterton joining us. And if that weren't enough, Scuba Elvis. So, literally, Scuba Elvis is going to be on Scuba Radio today, and you say, who is Scuba Elvis? Well, he's the guy I saw at the Long Beach show in Long Beach, California. I mean, at the Scuba show in Long Beach, California a couple weeks ago, and they actually had an Elvis Presley impersonator for the Saturday night party at the aquarium, and he also runs a dive shop in Las Vegas, Scuba Elvis. Wow. Charlie, as we like to call him, too. So he's going to join us on the show, tell us how he got involved in diving and being an Elvis at the same time. I think it's a prerequisite in Las Vegas that you must be a Elvis impersonator if you operate a dive business. I think that's just how it works in Las Vegas. But we'll get to the bottom of it, literally, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, I want to bring up, Vinny Two Tanks right now. Because Vinny, him and Butch were hanging with me at the Long Beach show as well. And they have just, you guys just booked your Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise tickets, didn't you, Vinny? Am I right? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Cool.
I just got back, 3 weeks ago, so.
Yeah. We're having some.
It was a great trip, and I thought.
Yeah? You thought that you better book it to get on board, and you and Butch, you were on the last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us. You decided to book the one for the Turks and Caicos, and you had just went on a two-week trip on that same boat not even a month ago. Am I right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I just got back 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's bring Vinny back in just a minute. We're having some issues here today. We're based in Orlando, Florida, and I have a feeling the weather, which has been wreaking havoc here in Florida the last day or so, is doing it once again. It's a little dark and gloomy outside at the moment, isn't it, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, for this time of day, it should be a lot brighter.
Yeah, so we may be having some connection issues. Let me try to go to Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry, you there? You got me, buddy?
I'm here.
Yeah, from Mountain Virginia, or I've said Mountain Divers in Virginia. Now, we'll talk to Jerry here because I think we got our two strings in a tin can working with him, and then we'll connect with Vinny here in just a bit. But you've been busy working with some potential new divers up there in the mountains that have some kind of reality TV show. Am I right, Jerry? Can we talk about this, or is this something we're not supposed to bring up on the air just yet?
Well, I guess we can talk about it. I mean, we're trying to get them in the water right now.
We're trying to get them in the water. Okay, so their names are Misty and Christy. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, wow. So they have a reality TV show. Just getting started. They've done like one season, I guess, and it's out there on some network like Turality something or other. I don't know, but I watched a little bit of their show a couple days ago online after Jerry mentioned this these two folks to me, and they're twins, and they kind of have this whole kind of like Duck Dynasty vibe about them. Am I right, Jerry? Is that fair? You think?
Well, that's. Fair enough, I guess.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah. It really depends on what you're getting exactly. So, but Jerry knows these ladies, these twins, and you've known them through the years, and you're actually looking to get them certified and bringing them into our world. Is that the deal, maybe?
That's correct. Yeah. They're wanting to try to do a show and have them getting certified on it.
Having them getting certified to scuba dive. Now, so you know these girls from years before they started this TV show. Is that right? Or did you meet them after they started filming this whatever you want to call it, reality train wreck? Yeah.
I've known them probably close to 20 years.
Okay, all right. So, and they're nice girls, and they're a little unique. They kind of have that whole
Super
Jerry.
Sweet.
They have that little Jerry the diver guy vibe about them, you know. There's a slight accent, maybe.
That's that mountain accent.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's what it is. They got that common thread. And I don't know. You might be related, for all I know.
I hear they grow them nice up there.
Yeah, well, you know, they're cute ladies, for sure. They're very attractive, and it could be interesting. So have you had these folks in the water yet, or are you just having these discussions about getting them to become certified scuba divers? What do you think, Jerry?
Well, getting their schedule cleared and everything has been pretty tough for them. So, but when they get everything clear, then they're going to go.
They're going to go. And what are they, from what I saw on the TV show, they run a mountainy, let's see, what is it, a logging?
Logging company.
So, okay, so they're up there in the mountains cutting down trees and stuff like that? Is that what it is?
Yep, cutting okay. trees.
All right, cutting trees.
They're lumberjacks.
They're lumberjacks. They're hot twin lumberjacks. If that doesn't make for a great reality TV show, I don't know what does. And so, once again, it's Misty and Christy, possibly with their dive instructor, Jerry the Diver Guy. I would watch it.
Mountain diving logger chicks.
Well, they could have a
That's
whole
got a good ring to it.
They could have a whole new vibe. Mountain divers. He might incorporate Misty and Christy into his logo, if you hear what I'm saying. But that's another story, and we'll leave it off the air.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy. And this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's NANUK.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Where will you be on July 18th? If you love diving, consider joining Patty and dive centers around the world for Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport of scuba diving. To find a local dive or event, visit patty.com/women-dive. That's PADI.com/women-dive. Not scuba certified yet? Now's the perfect time to get your Patty certification and get prepared for this special day. Mark your calendars. Patty Women's Dive Day, July 18th.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy, Himmy, as we like to call him. Jimmy is really, but Himmy. I don't know, that's starting to turn into Himmy. according to Curling Johnson, says we need to start calling you Hemi. It's Hemi. Hemi's on the line. You don't like that?
No. I think, you know, like Jerry's got Misty and Christy. You should have Musty and Krusty.
Okay, that would be you and CJ?
Yep.
Yeah, you and Curly Johnson. And a lot of people wonder, you know, Curly Johnson, it's because he's follically challenged.
Yeah.
That's the curly part. The Johnson thing, we just throw that in for our own amusement. All right, and if that weren't enough, Jerry the Diver Guy getting ready to certify some potential reality TV stars, Misty and Christy. So are you excited about that possibility there, Jerry? I mean, you could rocket to stardom with this.
Always excited to be in the water.
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't matter with who.
Well, exactly. He's an easygoing Virginian mountain diving kind of guy. And, I mean, I think they would be very lucky to have you as their dive instructor, Jerry. I think anybody would be, for that matter. You're just that kind of guy. You're a fun guy to hang out with. And it's like
laid back.
Yeah, laid back and just, you know, but you train, according to the procedures that will keep them safe. Are you doing any kind of tech diving like Phil was talking about earlier, or you don't do any of that, do you? Or do you do nitrox?
I just not got into it.
Yeah.
I have no need.
No need. Just going down to play around and doing some recreational diving is fine for you, is what you're saying.
I'm happy at 40 foot for 40 minutes or whatever and come straight back to the boat and jump right back in.
I gotcha. Now, as far as, but are you nitrox certified? And
Nitrox, yes.
Yeah, nitrox, I mean, are you an instructor for nitrox as well or no?
Yep.
Okay.
For nitrox.
I don't have that rating. I can't teach nitrox. I'm nitrox certified, but I don't have the instructor rating for nitrox. And, and I think if you're going on a liveaboard trip, me and Vinny Two Tanks and our crew, when we go out October 3rd to the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures, nitrox certification on a liveaboard is, I think, almost, it's not a must, but it definitely helps a lot. And you got certified on that two-week trip you went on about a month ago, didn't you, Vinny? Right? Isn't that how that worked? You got certified for nitrox on that trip, Vinny? Vinny, are you with me? Did we lose Vinny? Maybe we lost Vinny. Jerry, you're still there, aren't you? Phil, you're there.
Phil Narcosis is here.
All right. Vinny, I think Vinny just took a quick...
I believe he just dropped.
Oh, that's what it was. You know, we got weather issues on the internet. That's how we're connecting to everybody today. And, you know, we're in afternoon thunderstorm vibe here or a pattern here in Florida. So it might be crazy.
We've got the remnants of Bill coming through.
Well, and Bill's not here. And maybe that's what it is. He's decided to come through and wreak havoc. That's what, you know, yeah, there's a storm named Bill. And we have a storm every week usually here, but he's not here this week. So evidently the weather decided to take that role on and create havoc, which is very, you know, similar to what he does on this show. Wouldn't you agree with me, Jerry?
I agree 100%.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. I think Vinny just popped back in.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening.
That's okay. But you got to relieve yourself at some point. And sometimes it's the most inopportune time.
It's okay to go in your suit.
No, I've been muting the speaker using the icon on the software, and I couldn't unmute it for some reason.
Well, okay, no worries. That's fine.
Back.
What I was saying, Vinny, is that on your last trip, you did a two-week run on the Turks and Caicos Explorer.
Nice.
That we're going to go out on in October, but you got certified for nitrox on that trip, correct? Didn't you?
Yeah, I can't begin to tell you how much better that is, because I could stay down for 60 minutes easily. I still had 1,000 pounds of air when I came back.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, it was amazing for me.
Yeah, well, nitrox, the benefit you get is over multiple dives. Like, if you just do one or maybe even two dives, you're not necessarily going to see a huge increase in your bottom time. But you get in that third and fourth dive, and you compare it to somebody who's diving air, they're going to have to come up much, much sooner than you. And that's when you start to see some major, major benefits of getting that extra step in certification of nitrox diving. And when you're doing a liveaboard trip and you're doing 3, 4, 5 dives a day, that's where nitrox is really becomes just beneficial. And I don't know. And then when you go into that deco diving stuff, did John Chatterton talk about that kind of thing too there, Phil, as far as multi-level?
As far as what?
Well, as far as doing multi-dives in the day, or were you guys just focused on diving
deeper? Well, we didn't focus on it, but you definitely, with your planning, can plan your surface interval and do a second dive. Now, however, on the 170-foot, on really deep stuff, and we were with other dive, we were with some Trimix people. I think they call it voodoo gas. It was just a single tank excursion. That was it for the day. So the answer is it depends, but if you're really doing a deep dive, it's a one dive day and you're done.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And feel it. I'm telling you, you feel it. When you're at 21% oxygen at 160 or 170 feet, you sleep very well that night.
Yeah, it just wears you out.
Tell you what,
because your tissues and your bloodstream have to work out this oxygen, and they, I don't know, one of the theories,
you mean the nitrogen,
yeah, the nitrogen has to work it out of your tissues and stuff, and one of the theories is it's kind of like working your muscles in a way, and so it just wears you out, like after you've been working out or stuff. But like you said, you'll sleep really good. And that kind of thing. So there's a lot of pluses and stuff. You just get the proper training and make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. John Chatterton, the guy who helped Phil Nicko, going to join us in hour two. And if that weren't enough, Scuba Elvis. You're not going to want to miss this. It's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.